Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1700, air date July 7th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to explore how black pepper can help improve lung health. We'll do this by taking a closer look at its key bioactive compounds and understanding how they work together to support and enhance overall respiratory function. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we take a deeper look at the molecular profile of black pepper and explore the biological pathways that contribute to better lung health. All right, let's get started and understand what this is all about. Piper nigrum, commonly known as black pepper, is more than just a spice. For centuries, it has been valued as a medicinal plant, playing a role not only in cooking, but also in traditional healing practices. What gives black pepper its distinctive sharp taste is a natural compound called piperine. This pungent alkaloid doesn't just add flavor, it's also the key to many of black pepper's health benefits. Imagine something as simple as the black pepper sitting on your dining table, quietly holding powerful secrets. These tiny dried fruits of piper nigrum are used across the world in sauces, curries, and countless recipes. Now, as many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework allows us to understand how different components are interconnected and how they work together as a whole, helping us see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply. But before we go any further, I'd like to play a short video as we're joined by people who have been part of my journey into systems thinking and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring black pepper, a medicinally important natural plant, and understanding its vital role in supporting respiratory function and improving overall lung health. I hope you enjoy this session, and I'd like to take a moment to thank our CytoSolv team for organizing it. We do this as a service to help people truly understand nature as a system and to recognize the concept of food as medicine. That video you just watched gives you a glimpse into how a systems approach allows you to see things more clearly and understand them as they truly are. All right, so let's continue. At the core of everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, CytoSolv, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that we are facing a serious global health challenge. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining, and this reality highlights why our work is so important, to empower individuals with the knowledge and tools they need to take control of their own health and well-being. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are striking. Lifespan is decreasing, while the cost of living, something that directly impacts survival, is rising at an exponential rate. If you observe this without emotion, it becomes clear that the current system is not aligned with improving human well-being, and in many ways, it is working against it. What's even more important to understand is that this isn't a recent issue. This pattern has been developing over the past 50 to 60 years. Across different groups, left, right, independent, or even those claiming to bring change, the outcome has largely remained the same, with ordinary people continuing to face these challenges. This is why we emphasize that the problem is systemic. It's not caused by a single factor, and it cannot be solved by small, isolated changes. Instead, it requires a systems-level understanding. And ultimately, the key message here is this: real change begins when individuals take responsibility for their own health and future. The goal of everything we share, whether it's about black pepper, neem, or broader societal issues, is to provide you with the tools and perspective needed to make informed decisions and improve your life. Now, what has really driven this situation? It's important to understand that it's not just one factor. It's a combination of several interconnected issues. One major factor is the decline in immune health within the healthcare space. At the same time, environmental challenges have made it increasingly difficult to access clean and healthy food. Going back to healthcare, during the pandemic in March 2020, a strong focus was placed on educating people about the immune system and helping them understand the body as an interconnected system. The goal was never about taking sides, but about empowering people with knowledge so they could better support their own health. Another key issue is the growing difficulty in obtaining good quality, clean food, which directly impacts overall well-being. In addition to this, the educational system itself has been under strain. Many people are not being taught systems science, which limits their ability to see the bigger picture and understand how different factors are interconnected. Instead, there is often a focus on reductionist approaches that don't fully capture real-world complexity. As a result, people may struggle to develop problem-solving skills, whether at an individual or organizational level, and may become overly dependent on external systems rather than being resourceful. Finally, when we look at governance and the economy, there are additional challenges, ranging from leadership issues to increasing income inequality and a lack of emphasis on financial awareness and savings. All of these factors together contribute to the broader systemic problem we are seeing today. So this is where Truth Freedom Health comes in. It's a systems-based platform that brings together education, community, and structured courses, all designed to help you understand how different aspects of life are interconnected. The goal here is to provide a comprehensive systems approach that empowers you to take charge of your own health and well-being. Because at the end of the day, real change starts with you by gaining the right knowledge, developing the right perspective, and applying the right tools in your own life. And this systems approach is really about building practical capabilities in your everyday life. It starts with strengthening your immune system and understanding how to support your body naturally. It also includes learning how to access and consume clean, local, and healthy food, even when you're on a budget. This is supported through our certified clean solution, which has been developed and refined over more than a decade. But beyond that, it all comes back to understanding system science, so you can become truly educated and see how different pieces connect. It also involves educating the next generation, helping young people think independently, and developing the ability to innovate. At the same time, we focus on building leadership within our own communities, leaders who are aligned with the principles of truth, freedom, and health. Another important aspect is learning how to be economical and resourceful. In today's world, people are often encouraged to spend on things that don't add real value. This approach is different. It's about equipping individuals with practical tools and knowledge that they can actually use to improve their lives. If you're interested in exploring this further, you can visit truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m. These sessions are completely free and bring together an incredible group of people who share their personal journeys with systems thinking and this approach to health and life. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. So once again, those sessions are held every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. I encourage you to join us on Thursdays and be a part of these sessions. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal, all together as one integrated approach. As part of this, we've built multiple supporting platforms. We have a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, both focused on educating individuals to become effective leaders who can truly help others. The core idea here is understanding that the right approach involves delivering the right solution to the right person at the right time. We provide you with the tools to make that possible. In addition, the Cytosolve Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework that enables you to innovate and even create new solutions or products, allowing you to actively be part of solving real-world problems. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduce the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly worked relentlessly, driven by a deep sense of purpose and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has allowed me to build these platform-based solutions. These are real, actionable systems. But ultimately, participation comes down to you. If you're willing to take that step and take responsibility for your own well-being, then these solutions are available to support you. I just wanted to share that with you because for me, this is not just work, it's something deeply personal. We've created these solutions, and you can visit truthfreedomhealth.com to both support yourself and contribute to this effort. And when you do, you're not just contributing, you're gaining access to a tremendous amount of knowledge and learning. You'll have the opportunity to grow, to understand more, and to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, someone who is empowered with knowledge and capable of making informed decisions about their own life If you choose to explore further, you can start by watching the Shatter the Swarm video, then move on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is completely free, and from there take the next step toward becoming a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. Or if you're ready, you can go directly into that path. At its core, this is a service-driven effort. The real goal is to help you become educated and empowered through knowledge. So when we talk about black pepper or ginger or any of these natural foods, it's never in isolation. It's always within the broader context of a systems approach, where everything is connected and understood as part of a larger whole. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. They're all interconnected, and you can't truly understand one without considering the others. When people say they don't want to engage with certain aspects, it often limits their ability to see the full picture. Avoiding these dimensions can be like ignoring an important part of reality, and ultimately, it affects how well we understand the systems shaping our lives. The key idea here is that individuals need to become more aware, take responsibility for their health, and stay informed so they can make better decisions for themselves and their communities. If your goal is to grow stronger, healthier, and more informed, then this approach offers a path to do that. But it requires a willingness to learn, think critically, and engage with the bigger picture. Before we begin our discussion on black pepper and its role in lung health, I wanted to give you this background to help you understand what drives this work. Now let me play a short video, and then we'll move into today's topic. Black pepper and its impact on lung health, along with understanding what Truth Freedom Health is and why this approach emphasizes becoming a well-informed, independent thinker.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone, there's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So just to remind everyone, we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and you're all welcome to join us. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll start with some background on black pepper and build a foundational understanding of lung health, specifically how lung disease develops based on current scientific insights. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a platform designed to enable innovation using food, allowing us to develop solutions in a more scientific and integrated way. Then we'll share our broader initiative, which offers a fresh approach to addressing these challenges. And just to clarify, while today's focus is on black pepper, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Lung health is a highly complex systems problem, and it requires a more comprehensive way of thinking. We'll also dive into how black pepper supports lung health, how much may be appropriate, and importantly, whether it's suitable for you, because our approach always centers on the right solution for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll discuss how you can get involved and become a part of this initiative, contributing to this systems-based approach. As we've discussed, black pepper, often referred to as the king of spices, is more than just a spice. For centuries, it has been valued as a medicinal plant, playing a role not only in cooking, but also in traditional healing practices. What gives black pepper its distinctive sharp taste is a natural compound called piperine. This pungent alkaloid doesn't just add flavor, it's also the key to many of black pepper's health benefits. Moving on to its indigenous and traditional uses, in traditional Indian medicine, especially Ayurveda, black pepper held a special place. Texts from the ancient Materia Medica, dating back thousands of years, describe how pepper was used to treat a variety of ailments. Ancient people didn't just use black pepper for its flavor. It was believed to stimulate appetite, improve the body's ability to absorb nutrients, And for individuals experiencing discomfort like indigestion, what we now call dyspepsia, black pepper was often used as a natural remedy. Now focusing on what lung health actually is, think of the lungs as the body's natural air engines, constantly drawing in oxygen and sending it throughout the body to keep every cell alive and functioning. But the air we breathe is rarely pure. It often carries allergens, smoke, and pollutants that can slowly harm these delicate organs. Despite this, the lungs are remarkably resilient. Their tiny balloon-like structures called alveoli give them flexibility and the ability to expand and contract with every breath. Even more fascinating is their capacity to heal. Unlike many organs, the lungs contain specialized cells that can adapt and change their identity through a process known as redifferentiation, helping repair damage and restore function. The lungs, despite their resilience, are vulnerable to a range of diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma, pneumonia, and lung cancer, each affecting breathing in different ways. The treatment approach depends on how severe the condition is, but one thing remains constant. Lifestyle plays a powerful role. Simple changes like quitting smoking, staying physically active, and reducing exposure to polluted air can significantly improve lung health. In many cases, medications such as inhaled corticosteroids are used to reduce inflammation in the airways, helping patients breathe more easily and improving overall quality of life. Around 7.4% of the global population is affected by respiratory diseases, highlighting the widespread nature of these conditions. This statistic emphasizes just how important lung health is and underscores the significant burden that respiratory disorders place on individuals and healthcare systems worldwide. Now let's take a closer look at how black pepper, with its unique mix of bioactive compounds, can support respiratory function and contribute to improving overall lung health. The way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform that has been developed over many decades. With advances in modern science, Cytosolve enables us to apply a systems-based approach to better understand complex biological interactions. So naturally, we can extend this same approach to study lung health as well. To help you understand this more clearly, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we actually apply it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries, and we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across a wide range of areas related to health, disease, and overall well-being. We have multiple formulations in progress, each at different stages of development, from phase one all the way to phase six. At phase six, we've already developed two highly impactful products, along with several discoveries that have led to patented innovations. In addition, we have a number of projects in phase four where active screening is underway, while other areas are focused on computational modeling, scientific publications, and building systems-level architectures. What's important here is that this is not a closed effort. There are opportunities for participation. Moving forward, there will be ways for individuals to contribute to these initiatives and potentially be involved as these developments continue to evolve. We are currently in the second phase of publication under our Lung Health Initiative, and today we'll be sharing some of the key insights and findings emerging from this work. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered two highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to lung health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond just theory. Often, people assume that discussing ideas is enough without actually translating them into action. But here, we've taken a complete end-to-end approach, moving from concept to real-world application to develop solutions that can truly make a difference. It represents a new way of thinking about development, focused on creating meaningful impact through a systems-based approach. So if you're interested, you can visit mv25.life. We call it Momentum to Move. You can explore this product as a way to support your own well-being and at the same time, contribute to the broader work and initiatives we're building. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Feminine Tea, and immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since our focus is on lung health, I'd like to recommend Breathe Tea. It's a carefully crafted herbal blend that supports respiratory function using traditional ingredients that promote clear breathing and overall lung wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosol Lung Health Initiative is at the publication phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me bring us back to this. In phase one, we begin by mapping the systems architecture of lung health. At the core of this, we observe a cyclic relationship between reduced CAMP levels and lung function, where each one influences and reinforces the other. This bidirectional interaction is critical because it helps explain how lung diseases can persist and progressively worsen over time. By analyzing this relationship through a scientific systems-based lens, we establish a strong foundation for developing more targeted and effective therapeutic interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support lung health from multiple angles. At the center of this pathway is CAMP, a key signaling molecule that helps maintain normal airway function. Under healthy conditions, receptors like beta-2 adrenergic receptors activate adenylate cyclase, which increases CAMP levels and, in turn, activates PKA to promote smooth muscle relaxation and keep the airways open. However, when CAMP levels are reduced, this balance is disrupted. Lower CAMP leads to decreased PKA activity, which results in increased intracellular calcium levels. This rise in calcium triggers smooth muscle contraction, causing airway narrowing and bronchospasm. At the same time, reduced CAMP enhances inflammatory signaling by activating transcription factors such as NF-kappa-B, AP1, and NF-AT. This increases cytokine production and drives chronic inflammation in the lungs. So overall, reduced CAMP creates a cycle of airway constriction and inflammation, which plays a major role in the development and progression of lung diseases. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In understanding the system's architecture of lung health, we identify several factors that can contribute to respiratory diseases over time. These include genetic predispositions, the behavior of the immune system, environmental exposures, and lifestyle choices, all of which together influence overall lung function. We also take into account specific risks, such as smoking, vaping, occupational hazards like chemical exposure, and high-risk groups, including coal miners or individuals exposed to asbestos. Looking at all these elements together gives us a holistic view and sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. By mapping these interconnected factors, we can create a clear, systems-level picture of the root causes behind lung health issues and related metabolic disorders. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. Now, moving into phase four, this is where we focus on combination screening. Here, instead of looking at individual ingredients in isolation, we evaluate a wide range of compounds to understand how they may work together to support and improve overall respiratory function. In this phase, we've identified 18 natural compounds with potential benefits for lung health. These include astragalus, black cumin, garlic, neem, peppermint, ivy, vitamin D, licorice, mullein, oregano, bayberry, cumin, turmeric, cardamom, bitter melon, vitex tree, eucalyptus, and black pepper. Now,
While there is data available on each of these individually, the real challenge, and the reason we haven't seen breakthroughs, is understanding how they interact in combination. You'll often come across information on single ingredients, but very little on how they function together as a system. That's exactly what we're aiming to address. We're not here to claim a final solution, but rather to take a systems-based approach. By first building and understanding the underlying architecture, we can begin to decode what's truly happening and identify more effective integrated solutions. But for today, we're going to narrow our focus to black pepper, one of the 18 promising natural compounds that shows significant potential in supporting and improving lung health. Through our cytosol analysis, we found that over the past 79 years, black pepper has been extensively studied, with a total of 1,997 research articles and 50 clinical trials conducted on it. Now let's take a closer look at the composition of black pepper. It contains 20 key bioactive molecules that contribute to its therapeutic effects. While many more compounds are present, these represent the most well-researched molecules that are highly relevant to our study. Broadly, they fall into three main categories: minerals, vitamins, and major compounds. Starting with minerals, black pepper contains seven important ones: calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium, iron, and zinc, all of which play supportive roles in maintaining physiological balance. In addition to this, it also provides essential vitamins, including vitamin C, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, and vitamin B3, which contribute to immune function and overall cellular health. Beyond basic nutrition, black pepper is especially rich in essential compounds. These include compounds such as beta, caryophyllene, alpha-pinene, sabinine, limonene, silvestrine, piperine, bisbilline, carine, and terpenine, many of which are known for their bioactive properties. Here we can see the chemical structures of some of the major active compounds found in black pepper, including beta-caryophyllene, alpha, and beta, pinene, limonene, terpenine, and several others. These structures help us understand how these molecules function at a biochemical level and how they contribute to the overall therapeutic effects of black pepper, particularly in supporting respiratory health. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of black pepper. Here we can see the broad biological effects of black pepper, which really highlight why it's considered such a valuable medicinal plant. Black pepper exhibits a wide range of activities, including antioxidant, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, anti-obesity, antidepressant, anti-asthma, and antimicrobial effects, demonstrating its diverse therapeutic potential across multiple biological systems. Then, coming to its health benefits, black pepper is valued for a wide range of health benefits that extend well beyond just maintaining lung health. Research suggests that it can play a role in managing oxidative damage, digestion problems, aging, and inflammation. It has also been studied for its potential benefits in conditions such as cancer, asthma, lung diseases like COPD, diabetes, and respiratory problems. Altogether, this highlights black pepper as a highly versatile natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential across multiple systems in the body. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. With respect to black pepper, once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Let's take a closer look at what's happening inside the lung fibroblast cell. Fibrosis, in simple terms, is a wound that keeps forming scar tissue over and over again. In the lungs, this leads to stiffness, making it harder to breathe comfortably. Now, inside our cells, there's a communication system, a signaling pathway, that tells cells when to grow, repair, or change. One of the most important repair signals is the TGF-beta signaling pathway. When this pathway becomes overactive, it sends strong signals to certain cells to transform. This process is called epithelial to mesenchymal transition, or EMT. In simple words, healthy structured cells start turning into more flexible, scar-forming cells. Over time, this contributes to fibrosis. Here's how the signal travels inside the cell. First, a signal activates proteins called SMAD2 and SMAD3. These proteins get switched on through a process called phosphorylation. Once activated, they join with another protein, SMAD4, which then moves into the nucleus and starts turning on specific genes like fibronectin and N-cadherin, which are associated with scar formation. This leads to the buildup of fibrotic tissue in the lungs. But here's where black pepper comes into the story. The active compound in black pepper, piperine, appears to interfere with this process. It helps reduce the activation or phosphorylation of SMAD proteins, essentially dimming the signal, reducing excessive scar formation in the lungs. Here, now let's shift from scarring in the lungs to something even more subtle, but just as damaging, oxidative stress and inflammation. Every time the lungs are exposed to harmful substances like cigarette smoke, they experience continuous irritation. Over time, this doesn't just go away, it builds into chronic inflammation, slowly affecting lung function. Inside our cells, there are two important systems constantly trying to maintain balance. One of them is controlled by NFKB. Think of it as the body's alarm system. When activated, it turns on genes that produce inflammation, useful in short bursts, but harmful when it stays on for too long. On the other side, we have NRF2. This is like the body's defense shield, activating antioxidant genes that help neutralize damage caused by oxidative stress. Now, balancing these two systems is a key regulator called SIRT1. SIRT1 acts like a control switch. When its levels are healthy, it helps keep inflammation in check by calming NFKB while also supporting NRF2 to boost antioxidant defenses. But here's the problem. Exposure to cigarette smoke, often referred to as cigarette smoke extract, reduces the levels of SIRT1. With less SIRT1, the balance is lost. NF-kappa-B becomes overactive, driving inflammation, while the antioxidant protection from NRF2 weakens. The result is long-lasting damage and stress in lung tissues. And this is where black pepper once again enters the picture. The active compound piperine has been shown to increase the production of SIRT1. By restoring this key regulator, piperine helps bring the system back into balance, reducing inflammation and strengthening the body's natural antioxidant defenses. So, in a world filled with environmental stressors, something as simple as a pinch of black pepper may quietly support the lungs at a cellular level, helping them fight back against damage we often don't even see. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out AsthmaSolve is going to do. We're right here in the second phase of publication. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff. And they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at black pepper, we have found through CytoSolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that black pepper has very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at another interesting aspect of black pepper. As a medicine, particularly in treating diabetes, in experimental studies, piperine not only improved blood sugar response after a glucose load, but in some cases performed even more effectively than metformin, a commonly used diabetes medication. This suggests that beyond adding flavor to food, black pepper may play a supportive role in managing metabolic health, offering a glimpse into how everyday ingredients can quietly contribute to medicine. When it comes to inflammation and pain, researchers often look at how the body reacts under stress. And one such measure is writhing, a visible sign of discomfort in experimental models. Interestingly, the natural compound piperine, found in black pepper, has shown a strong ability to reduce this pain response. In fact, at certain doses, piperine demonstrated even greater anti-inflammatory effects than indomethacin, a well-known pharmaceutical drug. This suggests that compounds hidden within everyday spices may have powerful biological effects, offering natural support in controlling inflammation and pain. So once again, if you'd like to support this research, you can visit vashiva.com/openscience and contribute. There are multiple initiatives you can choose to support, including our dedicated lung health initiative. And as you contribute, you'll also gain access to a wide range of books and tools designed to help you learn and grow, supporting your journey toward becoming a well-informed, independent thinker within the Truth, Freedom, Health framework. Now, you might be wondering, if black pepper is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, when we look at diarrhea, studies have shown that a dose of 300 milligrams per kilogram of black pepper extract was effective, as reported in a 2021 study. When it comes to inflammation, research by Taslim and colleagues in 2014 demonstrated that taking 15 milligrams of piperine a day showed beneficial effects. And in the context of insomnia, even at a very low concentration, 8 to 10 black pepper seeds are effective. Of course, this is not medical advice, and you should always consult with your physician before making any decisions. Now, while black pepper does show promising benefits, it's important to also be aware of potential side effects, especially at higher doses. One of the main concerns includes diarrhea. These effects are not typically seen at normal usage levels, but they are important to keep in mind. And just to be clear, this is not medical advice. If you're considering using black pepper for therapeutic purposes, it's always best to consult with a qualified healthcare professional. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use Your Body, Your System to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if black pepper is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Pepper also plays a role in restoring balance within the body. In traditional systems of medicine, it is believed to help lower vata and kapha doshas, while at the same time it increases pitta, thereby supporting overall harmony and well-being. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where black pepper may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. So we invite you to join us every other Friday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. by visiting vashiva.com/tutorial. These sessions are completely free, and they're focused on helping people understand the concept of the right solution for the right person at the right time. We dedicate a lot of time to this and provide many tools at no cost because our goal is to make this knowledge accessible. While some may feel that free resources are undervalued, our approach is centered on what truly benefits people. These sessions also help you determine what works best for you. Not everything is right for everyone, and that's especially true when it comes to lung health. Even if multiple solutions show potential, only a subset may be suitable for your unique system. That's where this approach becomes powerful. It helps you understand your own body and gives you the tools to figure out what works specifically for you, and even guides others in doing the same. As we bring it all together, something as simple as black pepper reveals a remarkable story. The spice we use every day from Piper Nigrum contains the powerful compound piperine, and this is where the real magic lies. Piperine works deep within the body, helping to prevent harmful scarring in tissues by calming overactive cellular signals, like the TGF-beta signaling pathway, which are known to drive fibrosis. At the same time, it protects the lungs from long-term damage caused by cigarette smoke by boosting SIRT1, reducing inflammation controlled by NF-kappa-B, and restoring the body's natural antioxidant defense through NRF2. In essence, black pepper is more than just a flavor enhancer. It quietly supports the body's balance, showing how everyday food can truly act as medicine. And we are right now in AsthmaSolve, which is a new spin-out at the second phase of publication. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we come to the end of our discussion on the benefits of black pepper for lung health. I hope you've seen how we approach this topic from a systems perspective, bringing together science, health, and a broader way of thinking. If you're looking to become more informed, improve your health, and strengthen yourself overall, I encourage you to get involved in the Truth Freedom Health movement. One of the most impactful ways to support both yourself and this effort is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several ways for you to take action, and I truly hope you found this session valuable. For those who joined us a little late, today's focus was on black pepper and its role in lung health, and this is just one part of an ongoing series. So stay engaged, continue learning, and take steps toward your own growth and advancement. Be well. Thank you.